Hey, how's it going? Yeah, you look pretty tired. I can tell. Some days are just like that. Long days at the job. Stress. Demands. The work environment. I understand. So, why don't you come sit next to me and just chill? It's not much going on, and it would be nice for the both of us just to relax and unwind. Yeah, it seems like things are getting a little bit harder these days. Yeah, I thought it was just me too. Nope. You're not alone in this. Everything's just crazy. Yeah. Me, I've been doing the same old every day. Day in and day out. Same thing that you're doing. Get up. Get ready. Head off to work and do my 8 hours, come home, unwind, sleep, and the alarm goes off again. It's a rinse and repeat situation. Yeah. I definitely understand. I wish things were a little bit more easier in life, but not everyone gets it easy, you know what I mean? Yeah. But the funny thing is that as long as you have somebody there, I think you'll be okay. Kind of like what's going on now. Like, we're really good friends, and so just having us here like this in this moment, it's good. It's really good for you because if you think about it, it's all you need. You just need that one person in your life and things will be okay. Everyone gets caught up in the grind Monday through Friday, whether it's 9 to 5, overnight, it's all the same. First shift, second shift, third shift. White collar, blue collar, it doesn't matter. But what does matter is that we find meaning in our work. You know what I mean? Sometimes it can be hard to find meaning in your job, especially if you hate it. I think it's more of like feedback. Your emotions are your feedback when things aren't going right. You know what I mean? So if you're feeling sad or burnt out, exhausted, tired, full of anxiety, it may be time to just change your routine or change your working environment altogether. I try not to let it bother me, you know? I try to be okay with things. Yeah, I think that's why we're friends, because we stuck together for so long and we've gone through the same things, and everything in that aspect is relatable. Very relatable. I think you'll be all right, though. You've got a better head on your shoulders than I do. I would have threw in the towel a long time ago. Trust me, it wouldn't be the first time that I walked off of a job and never looked back and found something else. But you're more level-headed. You're more reasonable, logical, and you can think things through. And with that being said, you have a lot of patience. I don't have patience for things. I get fed up easily. Things piss me off so bad. And I try not to let it get to me, but, you know, I think that's why we're different as well, if that makes sense. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just saying that, like, we have our differences and our similarities when it comes to our work ethic. I don't know. Me, I'm just hanging in there. Yeah, you're so wonderful. Well, you look pretty tired, and I don't want to keep holding up your time if you have other things to do, but not, I mean, you can stick around. Me, am I tired? No, not really. I just want to relax and read a good book or something. You know, and that's true. We don't really pick up physical books nowadays. It's always something digital. And it's just nice to feel the pages in between my fingers. It does. It does feel good to actually read and focus. But you know, the funny thing is, have you ever had this happen to you where you're reading something and you get to a few pages in and then you stop and you're like, what the fuck did I just read? Yeah. Yeah, that is pretty funny. I have the attention span of a fly. I really can't focus at times. You're right. I do blame my job for that. It's so disorganized, and I hate to admit this, but I like us spending time together after work. Let's just leave work where it is. We don't need it here. We are cozy and comfy right now. And yeah, whatever you want to do. If you want to crash and go to sleep, I don't mind. I'll wake you up in time for whatever you have to do. If you need to get up and go back home, because of course, remember, you got to do it all again tomorrow. I'll be okay. Well, let me know if you need anything. Yep. All right, friend. Well, make yourself comfortable and chill out. I don't mind. Not at all.